for RM Mobile. JW Mobile. Dave, how are you? Oh, how are you? Turkey and dressing and all kind of desserts, so I'm trying to chill out. Deciding on whether I wanted to go take these packages to the post office and then fill up on turkey and dressing, or fill up on turkey and dressing and then take the packages. I decided it should be the former, not the latter, because after the latter, I won't make it. Oh boy, we always overeat on Thanksgiving, even if we try not to, but we had a good one. I hope you did. Say, I'm not going to do it again this year. I'm not going to the point that I'm in pain, and I always fail. So, yeah, it was good yesterday. I enjoyed it immensely. Well, I'm off today and just out running errands, trying to get some things caught up, but looks like we got a little rain during the night, but I think it's going to clear off here. Of course, I think they're calling for some more tomorrow, but anyway, looks like we got at least a good half day of sunshine ahead of us. Yeah, off guard. I didn't realize it was going to rain. I woke up about 5 o'clock this morning, looked out the window, and everything was glassy. It was wet in the cul-de-sac, so that was kind of a shocker. I wasn't looking that far ahead, and it caught me off guard, but the roads over here in Greer are pretty much dry now. The same here. It didn't rain a whole lot. Yeah, I looked at the forecast. I knew they were calling for it during the night, and I got up one time to go to the bathroom, and I could hear it hitting the window, so I knew it was raining, although it was a light rain. But, yeah, the roads are dry now. It's a pretty day. Of course, it's sort of somewhat overcast. It looks like the sun might want to break through, but anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of hungover people today, not necessarily from what normally causes a hangover, but from overeating. Left me instructions to deliver her packages to the post office and a few other things that I have to do, but other than that, it's I've been shopping around for tires for my car. It's only got 17,000 miles on it, but they told me at the Nissan place when they changed the oil that they only got about 5,000 more on the front, and they put them on the back. So it means I need new tires. And I found some, but they're not. I was compelled to buy them today because of Black Friday. But Michelin, I guess they sell everything they make. They don't put their tires on sale, so no rush. I got 5,000 miles to go. That's all I run is Michelin, and if you keep them rotated and keep the air pressure, I found them to be, you know, pretty reliable. But you know, tires are something you got to have them good, and you got to keep them up, or you'll have problems. I too is Michelin. I'll take the tires that were on it when I bought it, but then when it's time to replace them, they go to Michelin every time. And that's with this car. This 2017 is just now getting the tires, the second set of tires put on it. The first ones were Continentals, and they didn't last but 17,000. But they probably got 5 more in them, so 22K. And the Michelins I'm looking at, they'll go 60K. And with how much I drive, the estimate that they put on their screen was that it will be 10 years before I have to replace them. For that noise, I had a bunch of noise on my end. I don't know if it was some interference I was getting or something going on with the repeater. 8.5 tone filter on, so I didn't hear it. It didn't come from the repeater, wherever it came from. I'm out here on Highway 153 in Powdersville. I could have been near, you know, something that was causing interference, but yeah, I'm with you on the tires. I like to run the Michelins and, you know, get as much life out of them as I can. As much as I go up and down the road, you know, back and forth between here and the mountains, I have to have good tires. It will be biased because I worked for them for 18 years, and I know what they put into tires, and I had to go up to Akron, Ohio to teach them how to do what we did, and so I know how they put tires together, too, and the difference is night and day. So I'll run on somebody else's tires, but I don't like it. I know what's in a Michelin tire. W4DJW. Mobile. Yeah, well, I didn't work for them, but I know they're a good product. And, you know, if you got quality, you're going to pay for it. But, you know, that's, to me, it's kind of like in my hiking hobby. If you're going to hike, you got to have good boots, and you pay a good price for good boots. If you're going to drive, you got to have good tires, and you just need to pay a good price for good tires.
A lot more value on good boots nowadays than I did before, than I used to when I was younger. The older you are, the more important those good boots are. The less resilient you are, you have to have something to replace that resiliency.
Mistake one time years ago when I first started hiking of not having a good pair of boots. And on an overnight hike, I got blisters, and I learned my lesson then. You don't spare change on a good set of boots.
I've never had that, but I can imagine if your feet go and you're walking in the woods, you're basically useless without your feet.
You get to the end of the hike about the last hour or two, but I made it. I was hiking with a friend, and he was, at that time, was a more experienced hiker than I was, so he gave me some tips on how to, you know, persevere to the end. But I went and bought a good pair of hiking boots after that.
Hiking up in the Pisgah Mountains?
They're up there. Of course, you know, where my mountain place is, I have a number of hikes that I can start at my mountain house and do a big loop and come back. But, yeah, I love to hike in the North Carolina mountains.
I used to go when we were kids, and our dads would do field day. The Briars Club used to do field day up in Pisgah Mountain. Those guys didn't mind driving at all, and hauled really heavy equipment. Great big old transformer or generator that you had to haul behind a truck because it was so heavy. Anyway, they'd go up to the mountains and they'd set up there and do field days up there. And Johnny and I and all the other kids of the old ham radio operators that are mostly all silent keys now, we'd go hiking through those mountains. We'd go all the way to the top of the mountain and come back down. No guides, no nothing, no adult supervision. We had a blast. Never got lost either.
We're young and energetic and vibrant and didn't know any better. And so you persevered, but yeah, that's pretty country up there. And if I wasn't still working, I'd be doing a lot more hiking, but I have to fit it in, you know, between my working times. But one of these days, if I can retire, I hope to get a lot more time on the trail.
I know Ariel, when he retired, he did a lot of soda goat mountain hiking, activating mountaintops. That when I was working, I was thinking, now that would be fun when I retire. But you know what? Since I'm retired, I have almost less time now available to me than when I was working. I asked my wife last night, how did I used to stay up and call Ned till 1 o'clock in the morning when I was working full-time? And now at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I am wore out. As she said, you were a lot younger.
Has something to do with it. Well, yeah, I remember Ariel. He was a regular mountain goat. He even bushwhacked his way, with a machete, I think, to some of those sodas that he did. He really got into that for a while.
He's into flying RC or training people how to fly RC aircraft. Anyway, I'm at the post office. I got to drop Amy's packages off, and I'll be back if you're still running around. K4RM, W4DJW.
I'm about to arrive at my destination. It's good to hear from you. Hope you have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll talk later. W4DJW, K4RM Mobile. I'll be clear.
For DJW Mobile.